WhereTheWritings.com is pleased to present the December 28, 2010 message to the Conference of the Continental Boards of Counselors from the Universal House of Justice, read by Jinus Khedivian. December 28, 2010. To the Conference of the Continental Boards of Counselors. Dearly loved friends, 15 years have elapsed since, on an occasion such as this, we gave to the body of counselors assembled in the Holy Land the first intimation of the course the Baha'i community would have to take if it was to accelerate the dual process of its expansion and consolidation. A course which its accumulated experience had prepared it to steer with confidence. No need to remark on the distance traversed in a short decade and a half. The record of accomplishments speaks for itself. Today we invite you to begin deliberations on the next stage of the great enterprise on which the Baha'i world is embarked, a stage that will stretch from Rezvan 2011 to Rezvan 2016. Constituting the first of two consecutive five-year plans that will culminate at the centenary of the inauguration of the Faith's formative age. Over the coming days, you are asked to formulate a clear conception of how the counselors and their auxiliaries will assist the community in building on its extraordinary achievements, extending to other spheres of operation the mode of learning which has so undeniably come to characterize its teaching endeavors, gaining the capacity needed to employ with a high degree of coherence the instruments and methods which it has so painstakingly developed, and increasing well beyond all previous numbers the ranks of those who, alive to the vision of the faith, are laboring so assiduously in pursuit of its God-given mission. In our Rezvan message this year, we describe the dynamics of the process of learning that through four successive global plans has steadily gathered momentum, enhancing the capacity of the friends to engage in grassroots action. The vista from this vantage point is stupendous indeed. With more than 350,000 souls worldwide who have completed the first institute course, capacity to shape a pattern of life distinguished for its devotional character has risen perceptibly. In diverse settings on every continent, groups of believers are uniting with others in prayer, turning their hearts in supplication to their Maker, and calling to their aid those spiritual forces upon which the efficacy of their individual and collective efforts depends. A near doubling in the reserve of Baha'i children's class teachers in a five-year period, bringing the total to some 130,000, has made it possible for the community to respond wholeheartedly to the spiritual aspirations of the young. A six-fold increase in capacity over the same period to assist junior youth in navigating through such a crucial stage of their lives provides an indication of the level of commitment to that age group. What is more, everywhere a notable number of friends find themselves ready to enter into conversation with people of varied backgrounds and interests and to undertake with them an exploration of reality that gives rise to a shared understanding of the exigencies of this period in human history and the means for addressing them. And fueling the systematic multiplication of core activities across the globe with no fewer than 500,000 known participants at a given time are the efforts of close to 70,000 friends capable of serving as tutors of study circles. As made clear in our Rezvan message, in the system thus created to develop its human resources, the community of the greatest name possesses an instrument of limitless potentialities. Under a wide diversity of conditions, in virtually any cluster, it is possible for an expanding nucleus of individuals to generate a movement towards the goal of a new world order. A decade ago, when we introduced the concept of a cluster, a geographic construct intended to facilitate thinking about the growth of the faith, we provided an outline of four broad stages along the path of its development. As the Baha'i community set about implementing the provisions of the plan, this outline proved immensely useful in giving shape and definition to what is essentially an ongoing process. The abundant experience which has since accrued enables the believers now to conceive of the movement of a population propelled by mounting spiritual forces in terms of a rich and dynamic continuum. A brief review of the process that unfolds in a cluster, though well familiar to you all, will serve to underscore its fundamentally organic nature.